This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know, it's such a common thing for businesses, right? You've put in all this work. You're getting traffic to your website, which is great.
Absolutely. Traffic is step one.
But then comes that critical question.
Yeah.
Is it actually the right traffic? You know, are those visitors turning into high-quality leads, leads that drive revenue?
Or are you just, well, pouring money into clicks that don't really convert?
Exactly. Improving that lead quality, bringing down the customer acquisition cost. It seems like it often needs a much smarter approach.
Yeah.
More strategic than just chasing volume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're doing a deep dive into today. It's the often underestimated power of long-tail keyword leads.
Yeah.
We've gone through some really insightful source material on this, and it makes a pretty compelling case, actually, these specific search phrases.
Yeah.
They aren't just, like, important anymore.
No, they're becoming essential, a core digital asset if you want high-intent buyers.
Right.
So our mission today, really, is to help you understand why that is. By the end of this, you'll hopefully see why these long-tail keywords are increasingly outperforming those traditional broader strategies.
Huh?
They offer this level of targeting,
mm-hmm.
gives you more control over your marketing, and crucially, delivers much more measurable returns. It's about working smarter.
Not just harder. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this then. We talk about keywords all the time in digital marketing, but what exactly are long-tail keywords? How are they different from, you know, the usual suspects?
Well, the source material we looked at draws a really clear line.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're those longer, much more specific search phrases, the kind people type in when they know pretty much exactly what they're looking for.
Okay, like an example.
Sure. So think about someone searching for just running shoes. Super broad.
That could mean anything. They could be just looking around.
Exactly. Just browsing, maybe curious, looking for brands, styles, who knows. But compare that to, say, best women's trail running shoes for flat feet.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Much more specific.
That's your classic long tail keyword. And what's fascinating here, like you said, is the precision. The intent is so much clearer.
So the core difference is really the user's intent behind that search query.
Precisely.
Someone using a long tail term isn't just browsing aimlessly. They're what? Closer to making a decision.
Much closer. They have clear purchase intent, often very commercial intent. And our source points out that these keywords, they're frequently overlooked.
Right, because everyone wants the big volume terms.
Everyone's competing for those broad, high volume terms. But for marketing teams really focused on efficiency, focused on ROI, these long tail leads can quietly become your most valuable digital asset. They just deliver highly qualified prospects.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. The actual data, the performance. Why should you, listening right now, really care about making this shift? Why are these long tail strategies, you know, actually outperforming the old ways?
Well, the data really does speak volumes. And the reason marketers are shifting focus is pretty clear when you look at it. Our source highlights three key advantages, really undeniable ones.
Okay, what are they?
First, higher conversion rates. Simple as that. When someone searches for something super specific, like buy dermatologist approved dry skin cream online.
They're not window shopping.
Exactly. They're ready to buy. So that translates directly into a much higher chance of conversion once they land on your page.
Makes sense.
Second, lower cost per click, or CPC, in paid search, because these long tail terms are way less competitive.
Fewer people bidding on them.
Right. You often end up paying significantly less for each click. Your ad budget just goes further, much more efficient.
Okay, higher conversions, lower cost. What's the third?
And third, there's a big SEO advantage. These keywords, generally speaking, they're easier to rank for organically.
So it's not just paid search.
Not at all. This allows smaller sites or maybe newer businesses to actually gain some traction faster against bigger competitors. Plus, and this is important, by ranking for lots of related long tail terms,
mm-hmm.
you actually build up strong topical authority over time, which in turn helps your broader keywords rank better, too.
Oh, interesting. So it feeds back into the bigger picture.
It really does.
Uh-huh.
So if you're finding that your current efforts, paid or organic, aren't bringing in those consistent high-intent leads, well, this strategic shift, it might just be that missing piece you've been looking for. It's about cutting waste and boosting the quality of every lead.
That point about lower CPC combined with building topical authority,
yeah,
that really stands out. It feels like a compounding effect almost. Small targeted wins adding up.
That's a great way to put it. It compounds over time.
So knowing all this, How do we actually use long-tail keywords effectively, you know, across a typical sales funnel? How does it work in practice?
Yeah, good question. It's really all about alignment, aligning the keyword's intent with where the customer is in their journey. So at the top of funnel, or 2FU, you're trying to attract users who are just starting out. They're looking for answers, maybe solutions to a problem.
Right. Informational searches.
Exactly. Okay. So you optimize for informational long tail queries. The example from the source was something like how to fix dry skin in winter. Very problem focused.
Okay. Makes sense. Then what?
Then as they move into the mid funnel, MOFU, they start evaluating options. Comparing things.
So comparison terms.
You got it. You'd optimize for comparison keywords. Think like best skincare routine for dry skin versus oily skin. They're weighing alternatives.
Okay. T-O-F-U, M-O-F-U.
Mm.
What about the bottom?
And then, crucially, at the bottom of funnel, B-O-F-U. This is where you target those high-intent, ready-to-buy terms.
Like the example you gave earlier.
Precisely. Buy dermatologist-approved dry skin cream online.
Yeah.
Super specific, high commercial intent. But the source also stresses this isn't just about keywords in isolation.
Right, there's more to it.
Yeah. This strategy works best when you combine it with, you know, a clean website structure, really well-optimized landing pages that speak directly to that specific long-tail query.
So the page matches the search perfectly.
Exactly. And, of course, solid conversion tracking. You need to measure what's working. When you put all that together, you don't just drive more leads, you drive significantly better leads. Leads that often need less nurturing to close.
It really does make sense to match the searcher's mindset at each stage like that. Okay, so let's say a business is ready. They're committed to this strategy. What specific tools or tips does the source recommend? How do you actually maximize these results and, you know, make sure you're not just guessing?
Yeah, definitely don't want to guess. There's plenty of actionable advice. First off, use your own data. It's sitting right there.
Where should people look?
Tools like Google Search Console and Google Analytics 4, GA4, they're absolute gold mines. They can show you which long-tail keywords are already bringing some traffic to your site, even if you weren't targeting them specifically.
Ah, the low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. Often easy wins right there. Second, think about building content clusters.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
It's not just, like, writing random blog posts. It's more strategic. You create this interconnected web of content around a core topic. You have a main pillar page on the broad topic.
Right.
And then several supporting blog posts or landing pages, each targeting a specific long tail keyword related to that pillar. And they all link back and forth.
So it shows search engines you really know your stuff on that topic.
Precisely. It signals you're an authority, not just someone with one article. And third, strategically integrate your PPC and SEO efforts. Don't keep them totally separate.
How so?
Use the data from your paid search campaigns, your PPC ads, to actually test and validate which long-tail keywords convert well before you invest significant SEO resources.
Well, that's smart. Use pay to test quickly.
Yeah. SEO takes time, right?
Yeah.
So test with PPC, find the winners, then double down on those with your SEO content efforts. It's about making smart data-driven decisions, cuts out a lot of the guesswork.
That really is a powerful combination. Leveraging your existing data, building out that rich clustered content, and then using paid insights to steer the organic strategy.
Okay, so let's bring it home. For you, the listener, what's the ultimate bottom line here? What's the main benefit of sort of rethinking your strategy through this long tail lens?
Well, if we connect this back to the bigger picture, it really boils down to getting more ROI and creating less waste.
Mm-hmm.
The insights from this material really emphasize that long-tail keyword leads deliver exactly what data-driven marketers are looking for. Much better targeting, more control over exactly who you're reaching.
Reaching the right people.
Reaching the right people, exactly. And generating consistently measurable returns. This is especially critical, I think, if your internal teams are maybe stretched a bit thin.
Which many are.
And maybe grappling with inconsistent results from their current marketing. This approach really helps make every single marketing dollar, every hour spent, truly count.
More ROI, less waste. Sounds good. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. But, you know, this focus on specific intent, it kind of raises an important question, I think, beyond just marketing.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if knowing a searcher's specific intent with long-tail keywords leads to such dramatically better results, how might focusing on understanding specific intent apply elsewhere? You know, in other areas of your work, maybe even your daily life.
Interesting.
How could really drilling down into the specific need or question behind something help you connect more effectively with, say, colleagues or clients? Or maybe solve problems more precisely by getting straight to the heart of what's actually required?
That's a really thought-provoking idea to end on. So for you listening, maybe take a moment to consider that. Where else could you apply this principle, this idea of understanding specific intent? When you face a challenge or even just a question from someone, try digging a bit deeper. What's the real intent behind it? You might find, just like with keywords, that a more precise understanding leads to a much more effective and maybe more satisfying solution. Definitely something to continue your own deep dive into.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.